All right, well, next up, by Sober, It Never Comes, Here It Comes. I love this song so much. Oh my god. Oh my god, you guys.
It's so
Sober,
good.
Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah. You have tickled all my fancies with this song. Music theory sex puns. Ah, I love it.
Wait, there are sex puns?
Oh, Chumpy. This is the dirtiest song I've seen in Spin Tunes in quite some time. Oh my god.
I knew that the line about her not playing
but darling,
the D.
Don't play the D no more. That is a gateway pun.
I knew that Ryan would make a D joke about that for sure. But like, I didn't know that was intended. I thought
No, it's.
Oh my god.
It's so beautiful.
Whoosh.
You guys, my darling, don't play the D no more is a gateway pun.
Yes.
You think that's the big sex joke? You think that's, oh yeah, he just threw that in to be funny? Until you look back and you realize that they are all sex jokes.
Oh my god.
Every single beautiful line.
Yes.
It's like the twist in Bioshock. You look back and you're like, oh my god, it was right there in front of me. How did I not realize this?
Okay, break it down for us.
Every night you lie awake and think about the music that we'd make.
Yeah.
All the chords that we once knew, but now we only play the two. Come on, guys. I used to have a rip-roaring sex life, and now it's just like missionary or cowgirl, because that's all they got time for.
Oh, my God.
You know? You come back into the, oh, my God, the Picardy third line. I love the idea of a Picardy third being either, this is what I think it is. It's either a very acrobatic sex act or it's a threesome. I think it could have been done either way.
I wasn't sure. I was looking into that and trying to figure out what that, and
extensions,
I looked
inversions.
Up Picardy and stuff like that. I did like the line about the one and the five, which I thought was hilarious. Chumpy is looking at me aghast. So when earlier today too, we were talking about our favorite songs, and I mentioned that this one just made me laugh so hard and it was so funny and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, yeah. You know, I didn't know that he was missing out. So,
oh my god,
I think he'll have to listen back and try again.
Tell me, what is the one in the
I
five?
I want to hear a nice sub dominant.
Oh yeah,
oh, he's looking for a girl with some bass, but he's loyal. He's loyal, so he's going to stick with the one and five. Look, the one and five might be a little bit more, you know.
Pedestrian.
No, I think the one and five is something very specific.
What?
I think missionary and...
No, I think that five is five fingers and he has one other item.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so right. Oh,
so if he's sticking with the one and five, then it's like he's doing that instead of what he wants to be doing.
I get it. Oh, God.
The tension and, like, I love the feeling, the tension and building suspense, like a song that ends on a half cadence, and then he ends it on a half cadence.
Yeah.
Beautiful sex painting right there. Anyway, it's
that's
just...
the word that you used, right? That you told me that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's you know, it's tone painting. It's tone painting.
And
oh, my God. What I wrote in my notes, and this sounds incredibly stupid now. Is that like I had imagined an adult Sesame Street where this song was played by country Muppets because, you know, it's just fun and educational, you know, and being entertaining and lively. I had no idea it was also dirty.
Just chef's kiss on all of those music theory, nerdy shit. Sorry, are
for
we
sure.
allowed to swear?
Oh, totally.
Yes, 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 yes.
Nerd, yeah, after I screamed sex puns like 17 times, yeah, we can say shit here. but yeah, like music theory, nerdy shit, puns, sex puns, which are just the low hanging fruit, double entendre intended. It's great. But yeah, okay. Sober, you say that this is the stupidest song possible. Au contraire. Au contraire. I have never seen a more perfect union of double entendre and music theory. You did a great job. Also, you're one of the, I think, two people who did a 1-5 song, which, again, I thought was going to be way more common. And, okay, the reason why I didn't do a 1-5 song was because I knew that to make a 1-5 song really good, you'd had to, like, work really hard on it, and I didn't have the time last week. But, dude, you nailed it. You just,
oh my
it's
God.
So good. And the way, especially, like, in that last chorus when you're like, her bass line is walking to
yes.
love.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
like,
can feel the chord.
Yes.
You can hear the chord in your head. You know
you can taste
it's coming.
It. Yes.
And yeah. they don't give it to you.
Yeah.
They don't. And, and the ending of the half cadence is also incredibly yeah. unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Is it unsatisfying, or does it make the eventual payoff that much better?
Yeah. Yeah. That much better.
Yeah. You know, oh. It's dizzying. It's,
so
it's
the
just,
one of the
yeah.
five failed him. And is
that... Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anyway, that's my favorite song.
All right. Yeah. With this one, yeah, just like we were talking about, I laughed and laughed and laughed. It's so goddamn clever. And it's so meta. And I know there's a lot of sort of backlash against meta these days, but I don't care. I love meta. And all you haters can go fuck yourselves. This is perfect. I've always been a little on the fence about Sober. I mean, I've always kind of clocked the amazing talent that he has, the wonderful voice and the wonderful production and the skill. I've also seen sort of the corner that he puts himself in as a relatively safe and well-worn area. But this song just blew me away. It's dizzying and brilliant how he placed the discussion of song tropes into the narrative of the song while illustrating it with the actual music. And the punchlines hit so great. You know, I apologize in advance if there's some inherently sexist angle that I'm missing, but the narrator seems, you know, not unhappily resigned to spend the rest of his life in this arrangement with his darling, and he doesn't seem particularly resentful or entitled about it. It seems
yeah,
closer.
For what it's worth, mm-hmm. as a raging feminist, I just see this as like a great song. I don't see anything that offends me.
Yeah, it seems kind of
maybe
closer.
I'm too close to it.
Well, it does seem a little closer to the kind of the realm of self-deprecating humor than it is, mm-hmm. you know, like insulting or degrading or belittling
yeah.
to his female partner. But I'm open to other opinions on it. I just feel, you know, I feel like these lyrics should be fine, but I could be wrong, and I'm open to that. I will mention that the lyrics are a little better heard than read. Like when you hear the song, the ribald puns, you know, take you by surprise and they seem to come out of nowhere. And you're left with a feeling that you should backtrack and reassess what's already been said, you know, because like the first D comes and you're like, oh, wait, I mean, or doesn't come. And then you're like, oh, wait, I have to reassess what this first verse was because I must have missed out on some other stuff. And it just I love it when that happens, when things are going by so quickly that you're certain you're missing out and you're not catching everything.
Oh, my God. This song is yeah. called It Never Comes. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
see,
God, I'm
just,
such an idiot.
It blooms like one of those fancy tea balls that's a flower and like slowly opens up in the hot water. That's what the song is.
Exactly.
You pull away the layers of understanding.
Exactly. And when the first punchlines come, you know, you're primed for the next bits coming up too. Mm. But anyway, yeah, like I said before, I just love this song. The guitar work is really nice. It sounds great.
Oh yeah, that Telecaster sounds amazing.
Yeah, and some of those bent notes are pretty, pretty sweet.
Ooh, yeah. It's like totally idiomatic country licks. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's incredibly talented.
And I love the composition. And like we already mentioned, how he walks that bass up to make you anticipate so strongly that D, and you anticipate it so intensely, you know, it's there, it's coming. And then it just,
it's not there. Yeah.
And it's dizzying. It's dizzying is the best way to put it, because you get in, you're invested in that D
yeah.
coming. And
well,
it just
and you've heard
come.
That walk up in a million
you're
songs.
You're invested in the D.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to.
You have no idea.
Wow.
all right, should we skip you, Chumpy?
I think, yeah. Looking back on my notes, I did not get this song. I just thought it was a fun educational, like, music theory song. And I was like, eh, it's kind of, it's wrong. Really good, but I'm, you know, not really blown. Jesus.
The song is going to be haunting Chumpy in his sleep tonight.
Wow. Whoosh. Well, I'm glad we did this, and might have to rethink some of my votes here.
All right, are we moving on?
We're moving on.
Okay. All right.